We witnessed a poignant farewell to the Duke of Edinburgh on Saturday, the 17th of April, at St George's Chapel, Windsor. It was a sombre, graceful and dignified ceremony to honour the Duke's lifelong service and unwavering loyalty to his Queen and country. The Duke of Edinburgh was a military man through and through. It was widely reported that he meticulously planned his own funeral, and the military pageantry on display was certainly a dominant aspect of the proceedings. The Duke was first and foremost a man of the Royal Navy. His Admiral of the Fleet naval cap was placed on his coffin. His coffin was piped onto the steps of the chapel by bosun's whistles as the signal for a national minute of silence. The Grenadier Guards, their drums draped in black, headed the funeral procession, and dismounted detachments from the Household Cavalry's Life Guards and Blues and Royals stood to attention outside the chapel. Then, of course, there was the echoing lament of the buglers, trumpeters, and of a lone piper resounding off the walls of the chapel to bid farewell to one of their own. The presence of military precision and efficiency was sustained somehow by the sense of sparseness of the ceremony. The British royal family are not known for their public displays of emotion. However, a coffin borne through a chapel of empty seats, with a minimalist choir of four, and the image of Her Majesty, sitting alone, masked and in mourning, will surely go down in the history books as one of the most poignant moments. The images of this socially distanced funeral were a stark reminder of the restrictions the pandemic has imposed on our planet. The royal family has not been spared its brutal impact, in the same way many thousands of grieving families have been forced to say goodbye to their loved ones in a manner not of their choosing. The funeral was preceded by the release of two very personal photographs by the Queen. The first was a photograph taken by the Duchess of Cambridge at Balmoral in 2018 of Her Majesty and Prince Philip, surrounded by seven of their great-grandchildren. The second was a photograph taken by the Countess of Wessex of the Queen and Prince Philip, relaxed and posing in the Scottish countryside. Perhaps the first image was to remind us of the passing of time, the nature of life itself, that our time on this earth is limited, and the responsibilities, whatever they may be, will be passed into the hands of the next generation. The second was a more personal statement. The Duke of Edinburgh was never a man to suffer fools gladly. His frank, sometimes prickly comments would often raise diplomatic eyebrows. However, overwhelmingly, public figures in Britain and abroad, members of the public, have praised the Duke for his kindness, humour and humanity. He was the Queen's strength and stay. And now she must continue alone.